Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So Brad sent us a message. My friend Jeremy has a temp job answering phones at a veterinarian office.
All right.
I think it's funny because he doesn't really like animals.
Okay.
And is uncomfortable around them.
All right.
Do you think maybe you could call him with a little phone tap? He's at a vet and he doesn't like animals.
I love it. I love it. All right. Welcome, Jeremy, to your phone tap.
Veterinary Center. This is Jeremy.
Hi. Yes, Jeremy. Yes, I'm trying to get some information about a sick dog.
Oh, okay. I can take your number and have a professional call you back. What's your name?
Well, it's Steven Hassenpepper, but I really don't want anyone to call me back. You see, the fewer people involved, probably the better. You know what I mean?
No, I don't. I'm not sure how I can help you.
Well, listen, I'm a little desperate here.
Are you sure you don't want to talk to one of our doctors?
No, you're great. What's your name again, Jeremy?
Yes, Jeremy.
Okay, here's my question. Maybe you can help me. How do you make a dog throw up?
I really don't know.
Okay. Or how do you make a dog go number two?
Well, most dogs don't need help with that. They seem to do it just fine.
True.
Okay, but I don't think you're understanding. I need this dog to go number two, like right now.
I'm not sure I understand what you're asking.
Well, you see, Jeremy, this dog has swallowed my wedding ring, and I need to get it out. I need to get the ring out of the dog.
Can you bring your dog in? I can make an appointment for you.
No, I can't bring the dog in because it's not my dog. It's my neighbor's dog.
Okay, well, again, I'm not a professional here. I just answer the phones, but I'll bet if you just wait a bit, the dog will pass that ring in the next day.
No. You see, Jeremy, I can't wait a day or two. You see, this is my wedding ring, and I need that ring back now before my wife realizes that it's missing.
Okay, are you saying that that a neighbor's dog came over to your yard and took your ring?
No. It happened in my neighbor's house.
Uh-oh.
And my neighbor doesn't really know that this happened either, and I'd rather he not find out.
Okay, I'm confused. You were at your neighbor's house, and he wasn't home.
Correct. Yes, he was out of town, but his wife was home.
And how did the dog get your ring?
Well, you see, I'd taken it off and put it on the coffee table while I was busy. And the dog must have snatched it and swallowed it while I was occupied. Do you see what I'm saying here, Jeremy?
Oh,
do you understand?
Wait. Okay. Now I get it. Okay.
Yeah. You see, that's why I can't tell my wife about this and why I need to get that ring back right away. I can't really go digging through dog doo-doo in his backyard. And how would that look? I can't bring the dog into the vet because it's not my dog.
I don't think I can help you, sir. I was really not trained for anything like this.
Well, okay, Jeremy, can I hire you to come over and help me with this?
No, I need to get back to work here. You know, good luck with your problem, but I can't help you.
Oh, Jeremy, listen, you've got to help me. If my wife hears this on the radio, she's going to be mad.
Wait, what? What are you talking about?
Like, she listens to 99.7 DJX every morning and loves hearing when Ben Davis and Kelly K phone tap people like this one.
What?
Jeremy. It's Ben Davis. Hi, your buddy Brad set you up for a little phone tap.
Oh, my God. You're kidding.
No, not kidding.
That's insane.
Sorry, I didn't mean for you to sweat like that.
Terrible.
So sorry.
You guys had me going. You guys had me.
Oh, wow. I could feel him sweating bullets.
He's like, I'm all of a sudden in some weird love triangle that I don't want to be in. Nervous sweats. All right, that's your phone tap on 99.7 DJX.